it has said it has a good OST, so I played it. And boy, my boner, I lost my boner.
生きるために聞こんだ君だけが見えるように見えと外部に怯えた愚かの果ての現実体抱きしむほど抱きしめてよ
At isang magandang araw sa inyong lahat. Ako si Mr. Hit, kayo nakikinig sa Roundtable Otakus episode 11. So, syempre, the usual cast. Anton Dominic, isang magandang araw.
Isang magandang araw sa inyong lahat, mga kaibigan.
So, kumusta na ang iyong paglalaro ng Angry Parents?
Ito, medyo nagsusurvive pa pero nakakainis. Lagi ako pinapatay ng boss.
Siyempre, from the other end, sa Yap pa rin eh, si Brian, si Achisan. Isang magandang araw.
Hi, hello. Isang magandang araw.
Busy ba?
Hindi.
Hindi naman. Tapos na ba
tinatamad lang.
Tapos na ba review mo?
Oo, tapos na. Nire-review ko na lang din ulit.
Mag-review.
Oh, para hindi ka maglaro ng Angry Parents.
At so, hindi lang para hindi ka magaya sa akin na walang future na hindi alam kung anong magiging course.
And on the other end, syempre si Kuro na parang malapit na yata yung kanyang hell year. Isang magandang araw, Kuro.
Magandang araw.
So ano, siguro maraming ginawa yan this week eh. Feeling ko lang.
Busy-busyhan.
Oo. So, ayan, so nakagather kami to discuss another week of anime. Medyo busy rin ako pero I was able to catch up. So let's start muna. Before, syempre, ubusin na natin yung mga spring anime. Starting with Anohana Episode 5. So, Kuro,
okay, mute ko muna mic ko.
Ito na naman tayo.
Mute.
So, Kuro, what is your feeling?
Wala lang. It's okay.
It's okay? What do you mean it's okay?
Ano ba? Di naman siya yung tipong ano, hindi naman siya yung tipong emotion inducing, pero parang it's more of a big reveal, I think. It's more of to smoothen things out nung sa cliffhanger nung last week. But it's more of like we learn more about Anaru and Yukiatsu. Parang that's what I feel about it.
Yeah, kasi most likely sa kanila nagre-revolve. Medyo hindi primary pero sila. And yeah, I agree na it's okay. It wasn't something na above nung previous episode, but they're equal. Parang ganun. Parang it continues yung aftermath nung big revelation last time. And although kung tutuusin, mas naging supportive ang cast kay Yuki Atsu despite nga yung ano kanyang cross-dressing. Diba di na nga natin di nga natin sila nakitang parang pinagtripan siya. Although yeah, Anaru mentioned na cross-dresser siya and Suroko also, pero it was more of a not an insult, parang wala lang, parang patira lang. Ayun.
Parang wala lang, parang wala lang, napapakain mo si Okiyatsu, napapakatsun si Anaru. Parang that's just about it.
And syempre, yung past, mas, yung past with, syempre, Menma. Tingin ko nga rin, napaniwala na si Okiyatsu kay Jinte. Lalo na sinabi about the hair clip, which, what do you think?
Wala lang, parang it's more of a resolution more than anything else. Parang it's we still don't know kung talaga naniniwala nga si Okiyatsu kay ano. But it's at least they've already resolved their issues.
And mukhang ano,
parang
si, mukhang si Okiyatsu is more now accepting kay Jinta rather.
Yeah, medyo, yun nga. Yun nga, parang parang medyo kumalma na siya.
And yun nga, and syempre another thing rin yung kay Anaru, which is nga yung kanyang almost divergenizing scene, I mean scenario, which can yeah, naiintindihan kung bakit kasi she's easily influenced, parang na peer pressure rin yata siya or she's just clueless.
Ewan ko, parang clueless lang siya, biruin mo. Nadala siya sa ganun, kahit sino matinong babae, hindi magpapadala sa ganun.
Oo nga eh. And Okiyatsu here is, well, kinda a bit of a, ano eh, savior. Pero at least he admitted na hindi, na ano, na if it be so cliche na labanan pa niya yung Thousand Toucan. He may be smart, but he's not strong. Totoo nga. Well, at least maganda rin patira yun. Kututusin. Ayun.
Oh, well. Parang, yun lang. Parang, it's more like, okay.
Yeah.
Overall comment ko sa episode. Nothing really epic. I suppose. Nothing great. It's more of an okay. Really.
Yeah.
Mm.
About Popo, the last scene, what do you take? Kasi parang din yung pinaka-emotional strong point ng buong episode eh. You didn't feel anything much?
Actually, it didn't felt much because what I... nakita ko kasi parang yun nga, si... parang... I don't know, I just didn't feel anything from this episode particularly. Actually.
We're about the same. Maybe I need to watch it again just to... make sure, did I miss some cues here na bakit parang there's no tear that shed?
No, nothing. Kasi parang, hindi. Parang kasi tong episode na to, parang it's more like a transitional episode eh. Parang we get to know more about Anaru and we get to know more about Okiyatsu. Parang we get to see that, parang para siya yung tipong... para mapaniwa, para ano, para maging even yung character change ni you. Parang I saw of sort like that, parang ma-even out yung character change niya, parang dati na parang cold na, at least ngayon medyo accepting na siya, parang ganoon. Parang I really don't know yung final ano, kasi parang I really didn't feel it. Kasi parang kung ako si Popo, ganun din. If I was Popo, I'd probably do it in her shoes. Lalo nang kunyari ako, di ako nakakita na. Sabihin ko, Menma, dyan ka ba? Pakita ka sa akin. So, basically, it's okay. Yeah. Probably.
It's okay, but it's good. Okay. Well, it didn't drop in quality. Yun na lang yun.
It didn't drop.
Yeah. So, yun lang. wala masyadong masabi. Walang anong tear-jerking moment, but that's ano, Hana, episode 5. Ayun lang.
Yeah. Yun lang.
Moving on
na nga.
Moving on. Hanasaku Iroha 6. This is 6, right? Episode 6. Oh, Anton, you can unmute yourself and we can discuss about Hana Hero 6. Is Toru really...
Ah, ito yung... Ako lang ba walang karapatang mag-unmute dito?
Bakit? Bakit? Parang may rant ka ba sa...
Grabe!
De, joke lang. Sige lang. Go on, go on.
Sa akin, para sa akin, Hana Hero, ano, still constant. Constant siya na nakakakuha siya sa akin ng 5. Unlike yung AOX na nag-drop ng 1 point yung kanya doon sa episode 4.
So sorry. Continue.
Yung AOX kasi medyo nawala na yung, medyo nag-wane na, nagsisimula na mag-wane ng aking interest doon. Pero ito, Hana Hero, medyo kaya pa niya maging consistent sa akin kasi yung kanyang presentation sa narration, it still gives me the hook up na experience. Unlike yung AOX, medyo nagkakaroon ako ng withdrawal syndrome.
Umaano na ba ang shonen clichés niya? Nagiging hindi mo na ma-tolerate, parang ganun.
Kaya ko naman i-tolerate ng shonen, syempre, pero ang yung parang they could have done better do sa episode 4, yun ang feeling ko kasi. Despite that there's the great Kanakana character there, they should and they could have made something better than what happened in episode 4. Okay. Like, for example, medyo nagkakapas nyo ng konting drama dun, pero, well, it's a short enough.
Nasa linya yun eh, pero mamaya na yun. Hanas ako.
Ito kasi, ang sasabihin ko lang, yung kung paano yung, how I find yung episodes 1 to 6. Para sa akin, nasabi ko na nga kanina na, consistent 5 siya. Tapos yung slice of life theme niya, napakaganda ng mixture niya doon sa drama genre. Unlike yung may ibang slice of life theme dyan na nagpipilit na maging comedy, pero hindi naman nakakatawa. Alam mo yun?
Nako,
pero at least to, yung slice of life,
napakaganda ng mixture.
Tapos yung...
Moving on.
Tapos yung service dito, tulad na na-discuss ninyo in the past few podcasts na sa episode 3 na sa mga iba medyo turn off. Para sa akin, ano, ikaka-turn off doon na ang fan service naman doon medyo pwede mo naman i-ignore yan dahil kailangan naman okay lang yung fan service na yun dahil in reality sa totoong buhay kung nangyari yung ganun na event, syempre magkakaroon din naman ng basang damit yung isang character doon, 'di ba? Magpapakita yung form. At so, pag nabasa yung damit, syempre makikita yung form ng katawan, 'di ba?
Gusto mong mag-sparkle si Ohana. Okay lang sa 'yon.
Well, sa akin yung sparkling na nakikita ko niyo, kung paano siya yung maging successful.
I want to sparkle.
Pero yung Yuri elements doon, part na yun dahil paano mo i-present ang Yuri elements kung without the Yuri fan service in itself, 'di ba? Paano mo i-present yung paano i-present mo yung draft ng writer daw kuno doon. Kung hindi naman pinapakita sa atin yung script tapos wala silang gagamitin. Paano mo i-present na ganun?
Maybe a bit.
Kaya sabi mo, magulat na si Ohana dun eh. Hindi mo maiisip kung ano makikita dun. Kasi kung magulat ang isang babae, di ba? Pwedeng dahil sa sobrang yung action niya, sobrang brutal naman pagkakadescribe. O kaya yung something that she didn't expect na which can still spur mas maraming ko namang discussion, magiging open-ended siya. At least sa pinakita nilang fan service si Yuri elements doon. At least nalaman natin kung ano yung nakalagay doon sa isang part ng draft.
Do you find so, that you overstretch yung Yuri parts nung 3?
No, it's not even overstretch. It's okay. As I said, it's the fan service there is ignorable. It's just part of the presentation. Kaya nga maganda yung presentation ng Anohana sa akin. Although hindi pa ako makapag-comment sa mga events ng gusto dahil ano, kailangan ko pa i-analyze ng gusto yung mga events niya. At ito tip ko sa inyo, try ninyong gawin yung Hanasaku Iroha sa isang hotel o kaya sa isang resort. Maganda ang mas maganda ang feeling, mas maganda experience. Try it.
Naalala ko tuloy yung sinet ni Koro na ano, na fan fiction dun sa ano.
Alala mo? Oh, gagi, paper. Meron. Napaano ako kasi sinabi mo yung fan fiction eh. Nasa akin yun. Check mo lang yung ano. Gusto mo i-link mo kay Anton. Pag nabasa na niya yung I wanna sparkle.
natuwa ako. Nung dapat yun lang sinulat ng writer. Baka matuwa pa ako.
Gagi, ang pangit nun.
Kayo ha?
Pero sila, ano sila dun ha?
It's bestiality.
Hindi, i-link mo na lang. I-link mo, kapain mo yung Twitter ko na lang, tapos i-link mo. Bigay mo sa dalawang yan.
baka rin ma-angry parents si, ano, si Anton.
Walang
pictures yan, nandas basa nila.
Oh, pwede naman. Bababasa nila yun.
Grabe naman.
Magkata yung monitor ito
eh. Ang talas na ba ito ng mga parents mo?
Oo nga. Eh, boss. Pero,
kaya ka boss eh. Kaya nga post eh.
Pero, sige, Kuro.
Pero in fairness, ang Hanairo ba? Usapang Hanairo ba? Yeah, ayun. Pero in fairness, Hanairo episode 6 was like, okay. Parang, kind of like moving forward. Nothing really epic. But it's more like, very, very good and moving on. Tapos yung mga fan service, it's more like really ano, it's more like para siyang okay, patok. Hindi siya tipong way too moe. Parang it's cute. That's it. Parang just the right amount of fan service. But overall
mga makikitang fan service like Anton
said. Oh, pwede lang kung ano, pwede lang.
Kasi nga the fan service can be ignored.
Nga, pwede lang kung ano ka, pwede lang kung keen ka. But the thing is, parang, I really like the exploration of the whole Kisuiso of the latest episode. Which is really, really cool. I think so. Parang, they're venturing out to the whole cast. Which is really, really nice.
Kasi lahat did participate in the episode eh. Lahat, they did.
Yeah, yun nga. Every person, kahit ngayong matanda eh.
Parang, napaka-cool nga niya. Mabuti nga, wala lang. Hindi siya masyadong, wala siyang airtime. Parang gateway character.
Yung isa pang nakakatawang part dun, yung binigyan si Ohana ng sweldo, tapos nagugulo, natuwang-tuwa siya sa 20,000 yen.
That's $200 diba? Yata. $200 yata yung kututusin eh. Pero, yeah.
Actually, people ito, 10,000 pesos yun.
Oo, malaki na sa kanya yung basic salary nga yun, actually. Hindi, actually, mas
yeah.
Yung minimum wage pa nga natin, mas malaki pa dun eh. Pero, that's the one way, medyo optimistic si Ohana, or she's just clueless, na maliit lang yung sweldo niya.
Pero kung ano naman yun, nakakatawa, di ba? Kasi part yun ng slice of life at saka yung isa sa central theme ng Hanairo is yung blooming at saka yung pagsisimula ng mga 16-year-old na mga teenagers natin eh.
For a 16-year, diba? For a 16-year-old na napaka-optimistic is kind of bit niya. Kasi usually pag sinatang ng mga 16-year-old is like the Bieber fans and the emo.
Oy! Excuse me po. Marami po akong kilala 16 years old na ma-offense sa sinabi po ninyo.
Ganun ba yun? Which reminded me
kasi
nga.
Parang what I really like about Ohana is like she's like she's like an ideal 16-year-older. She's the ideal 16-year-older girl. Mabait. Kahit na, alam mo yun, her flaws are, you know, you can easily turn a blind eye about it. But she's the ideal 16-year-old girl.
She acts proactively sa mga situation. She is eager to help. Pero, she's not yet there when it comes to executing it, yung help niya. Well, typical, yeah. Kasi, onti pa lang alam niya eh. Pero, in the end rin, it all goes well. Like nga, itong nanyari about the, the how change of costume made it better, parang ganun. And especially the China dress thing. na episode 6 na nakakatuwa. That does the fan service, which is interesting. Na yan pa ba kayo? Yan. So,
sa
ayun. Anton?
Hindi. Ikausap lang ako dito. Nakalimited commute.
Ayun. How about nga itong ano eh? We get some hint, another hint about Toru and his affection yata kay Ohana as seen doon sa episode.
Masasabi ko lang, nakakatuwa yung love triangle doon.
Is it really a love triangle tingin mo, Koro? Or baka misinterpretation lang ni Minchi?
I don't know. Parang it's way too early. Parang it could be interpreted either way. Parang still too early to say.
Pero kung may love triangle man, nakakatuwa.
Nakakatuwa. And
kasi yung personality kasi ni Minchi doon, 'di ba, sundere. Yeah. Tapos si sundere ano, hindi siya sinasagot ng parang walang binabalik na affection sa kanya. Tapos yung napapansin pa niya yung kanyang apple of the eye eh sa kanyang kinaiinggitan na babae pa na nakukuha. Kaya nakakatawa sa akin ng konti.
And
nakakatawa rin.
Yung pinaka last scene kasi doon is yung perverted siya ni Toru at nakita mo naman Koro at Anton yung reaction naman ng head chef.
Na nag-arrange.
So sobrang natatawa ako, napapa-facepalm ako, hindi yung right. Yung napapa-facepalm ako at dahil sa ano ba to? Pero napapa-facepalm ako dito dahil natatawa ako. Yun yung maganda dito eh.
Yeah, yala na yung scene kasi nanay nung when Ohana and sinakalmuta ko yung kasama niya eh. Yung mahihiyaing waitress. When they all walk, suot yung dress na ginawa ng grandmaster.
Ang alam ko yung mga seiyu eh. Ano ba yan?
Ayun. When they pass through each character, yung kanilang reaction is priceless eh. Ika nga. If you put it in that sense. Yun yung parang napangiti ako eh. That's my interesting scene doon sa episode na yun. And like Koro said, it's an excellent episode. It's okay and excellent, and it still carries on dun sa ano nga eh, sa overall team ng show. Although yung
magkakaiba tayo sa mga score.
Ano yung sasabihin?
Diba?
Ha?
Diba magkakaiba tayo sa
nagbabasa ka ha?
Nakalimutan ko yung ano. Do you think ang pinakamagandang revolving scenario rito is how to save the Kisonos hotel? Maybe there maybe should be something more, or is that it?
Yung ba maganda? I really don't know. Nasa kamay na ng mga writer ng kung nasa kamay na ng gumagawa yung Hanairo.
Just what si Hikuro said, yun yung masasabi ko.
Ganun. So, that's it for Hanairo. Excellent, okay episode, but yeah. It has its happy moments. Although
it's consistent in great sa akin.
Sayang nga lang wala yung Heron doon, yung ibon. Wala siya doon, no?
Basta. Wala.
So,
wala.
It would be better kung nandun siya kasi great very great character rin siya doon. Eh. Ganun.
Saan doon?
Well, who knows? Kaya nga,
may pinos ako, basahin mo.
Ito nga eh.
Sa chat.
Okay.
Dugo na ilaw ko.
Ano ba? Saan pinabasa mo?
Ang great merits, boss.
Ito. Pareho lang ba to? Kuro na nabasa ko last time.
De, continuation yung I Want to Sparkle. Dalawa na sila. Sinama na si,
Sige.
Mamaya!
Matutuwa ako niyan eh. Okay, let's move on to... Ito si Brian makakasali na to. In C, Money and Soul, Impossibility of Control, Episode 5? 5. So, actually, it's a continuation. It's actually a continuation.
Yeah, continues of the last episode.
Mm-hmm. Mute ko muna yung aking mic. Mute ko muna kasi ano, di ko pa din medyo hinold ko siya kasi di pwede sa schedule ko.
Oh, ganun ba? So, ayun. Okay. Yeah, si... hindi ko malalang character tuloy. Si Suichi? Suichi?
Suichiro.
Suichiro, yeah.
Suichiro.
Yung effort niya to, ano eh, to balance out.
Utilize the, ano, the... everything.
Ano, kahit lang yata siya.
The adverse... Ano?
Sorry. Hindi, sige, continue.
Ha?
Hindi, sige, continue.
Hindi, okay lang. Nakikinig. Na wala akong sasabihin.
Sasabihin ko kasi, yeah, how he neutralizes yung, ano, yung effects nga within the financial district. And he knew na mag nawala ang financial district, malaki ang mawala sa economics, sa economy. Bag, andun naman yung, ano, yung financial district. Magkakaroon naman ng imbalance din. So, the system is already there. They should just...
So, kahit ano, kahit... Kahit he knows na ano na masama yung dala ng Midas money to the real world, wala siyang choice to but to make it circulate to the real world dahil magkakaroon nga ng imbalance, hindi yun nga economical imbalance na sinasabi natin.
How about dun sa scale of magnitude nga nung ano eh, even you lost, you didn't go bankrupt, you lost, di ba? We can see dun sa matanda eh, yung nakalaban rin ni Switcher eh, kahit natalo siya.
Ah,
ng kahit margin of small, hindi, medyo malaki-laki na natalo siya eh. Pero look how big impact yung nangyari. Halos parang magnalugi yung maraming thousands of people will lose their jobs. Hindi lang yung mismo involved sa company, yeah. maybe other people. When the main character lost. Although ang tingin ko, ang pagkakaintindi ko is na nanalo lang siya ng subject, parang nag-fail lang yata sa isang subject.
Hindi. Or, kasi parang ito yun eh. Depending on how much you lost is yung equivalent no, ano, parang sa kanya yung loss niya eh, sabihin natin kahit sabihin mo di siya bankrupt, sizable. So parang it took a blow para yun nga magbagsak yung stocks niya eh, kay Kureche. Hindi katulad nung kita mo naman kung paano sila naglaban, natalo siya, di ba? Dugo-duguan sila. Yung kay, ano naman, kay Kimimaro naman, pagkatalo, parang wala lang. Parang, may
parang
may
nilaro lang niya yung tarong.
Parang may, ano pa siya, may time pa siya, parang mag-facepalm, natatalo ko. And, yun.
Pero he's very worried nga eh, natatalo siya eh.
Oo, okay. Pero at least, he
found pero, out that, in the first place, hindi niya alam yan. Ganong, ano.
Sige.
In the first place, hindi niya alam yan na may, ano, na may effect yun dun sa, na yung margin na yun na kahit ganong kaliit na percent. Kaya, he's been being careless na lang during that time. Then, suddenly, may nagsabi sa kanya na, ano, na, yun nga, even, ano, yung taxi driver ba yun? Nagsabi sa kanya. Even a small percentage, pwedeng masunog yung bahay more than to ganyan. Then, yun nga. That's what happened.
Siya. I think, yung, ano eh, at yung least, kanyang, yun. Kamuna. Sige, kamuna.
Yung kanya, hindi. Go.
Hindi, kasi ito lang naman sa akin, at least natutunan niya na yun nga, yung the margin of defeat or win, ano, is sizable to how much it affects the real world. Parang kung bako, yeah, pag nanalo siya, parang wala lang. Tapos depend, yung kapag malaki margin ng panalo niya, di malaki kita niya. Kapag maliit ang margin, parang wala lang. Pero kapag natalo siya, may sizable effect din. Kapag simple lang talo niya, wala lang. Babagsak lang siya sa exam. Yeah. Eh, katulad sa mga nag-bankrupt na ewan. Parang ito yun eh. Parang equivalent, parang ito yun eh.
Ano?
The margin of loss or win is equivalent, has an equivalent effect in the real world.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm.
Parang ganyan din. Exactly the same in economics. Ano? How much you spend or save has an equivalent effect.
Yeah, and, exactly.
And when
so ano yung itong anime na to truly based siya sa ano kung ano nangyayari in the real world in of economics talaga right. Ano nangyayari sa stock market ganyan.
Pero wala lang economic ek aside natuwa ako sa kung paano sila magpangalan ng special attacks parang angas parang kunyari yung kay Kimima. Yung kay Kimimari, yung kay Masyo, ang mesoflation niya is scorched earth. Tapos yung sa teacher niya, poison pill. Tapos yung sa isa, dead man's trigger.
Pero pag inanam mo yung
terms
na yun, actually economic terms talaga sila. Hindi lang sila.
Oh yes, sa, yeah. Hindi lang sila ano. It's also
parang RPG.
Oh, parang RPG economic. Pero parang alam mo yun, kung parang if you're just watching it as an anime, parang ang angas. Pero everything else as ano, parang kunyari Pac-Man defense is parang kunyari as a defense, parang mag ano ka, mag-aalabarat ka para mag ano.
Oh. Ayun nga eh. Akala mo lang ano eh, kung saan sila pinulit yung pangalan, pero kahit yung mga pangalan in economic sense, parang astig ni pakinggan eh.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
Pero,
mesoflation.
Yeah. Saka ano 'yon? Saka may nahula ako eh. If you gain something in the financial district, hindi lang monetary, hindi lang pera yata magigain, there's something more in the future. Parang your future is also being improved. Parang ganun yata nangyayari.
So sinasabi na lang your future is your collateral. Kapag natalo ka, your future may matatalo din sa future mo or may something wrong.
No. Parang kasi ito 'yun eh. Parang kasi ito 'yun eh. There's a lot of ways how you can interpret future. Parang kunyari tulad nga doon sa ano, tulad sa professor niya ni Kimimaro, natalo siya. Yung future niya nawalan siya ng pamilya, pero buhay siya.
But
yeah.
potential pa rin na mawala balala yung future niya kasi para ang mangyayari baka yung job na niya masunod baka bahay yung job niya.
Hindi, he still has his job. He still has his teacher. Pero parang alam mo yun.
Kung ano yung aim mo sa future, yun yung parang mawawala sa iyo.
Oh, parang kunyari.
Yung parang assess ko sa
kanya. Exactly.
Kung gusto mo anak or if your main goal in life is to have lots of children and a good family, yun ang mawawala sa'yo when you get bankrupt. Yun yung parang assessment ko.
Pwede
just
rin.
Like what happened to the professor.
But do you think, kasi diba, like kay Kimimaro, ang father niya is fighting for his family. Kaya siya nagpakamatay kaya para hindi maapektuhan yung future ng family niya. Baka kasi madamay sila dun sa pagka-bankruptcy niya. Kaya nagpakamatay siya.
Probably that's the ano. Kasi most of the nababankrupt dun sa financial district goes into ano, parang suicide. So, and mapapansin na naman, mostly kailangan mo ng pera because you have family. Primary cost ng mga tao kung bakit gusto nila ng pera for their family. So, probably. Yung mga cases ng mga, ano na yun, ng mga suicide na yun is probably not to harm their future. Parang ako na lang kaysa yung future, kaysa yung mga kapamilya ko. Ganun.
And looking, balik tayo sa professor, babasin nyo naman, di ba, may mga konting scenes doon sa bahay ng professor. When we first go there, medyo bright, maganda yung setting. Meron ganyan, medyo dark na eh, kasi parang ano na eh, parang parating na rin yata yung professor sa suicidal stage na rin eh. Kasi nakita mo yung mga basura, hindi na take out, andin na ng bahay, onti na lang yung gamit.
I think ano if eh? Ano if he does come to the point na magsisuicide siya, I think it's already time will tell na lang. Parang in a matter of episodes lang. Parang if the professor does commit suicide, it will be I think it will be made as a plot device just to move to have an effect on Kimimaro. I think that's how I see it.
Kung mapapansin niyo, 'di ba si Kimimaro is parang nagiging mentor na niya yung teacher niya when it comes to the ano, financial district lagi siya nagpupunta after their match. So probably there will be a close connection with them na once na mag-commit ng suicide na yung teacher, it will be parang an icebreaker for Team Mimaro to do this. Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Personal, yeah. Parang ganun. Ayun, Charba.
Even the IMF is not really budging about sa, ano, eh, sa Midas ano, eh, bank. I mean,
yeah, they
Midas.
Know, but they're not, no, they're not interested. Go, sabi nila dun sa, anong pangalan nung, ano, nung...
And it's not that, nung, it's not that they're interested. Parang it's more like they need it. Kasi parang, I think they know that if the financial district is lost, parang it will be a big blow. So parang they're kinda like just like watchers.
Parang but Richiro is also mentioning nga if it's gone, malaki imbalance yung mananyari. Ayun, it may plummet everything. Nakakatuwa nga na he can even buy or save Japan more than yeah, para lang bayaran yung more deficit than... niya. Deficit ng bansa.
Wala, pinag-ipunan
niya yung Midas man.
O, ginagamit, is galing yung Sterling Fund eh. Sterling Fund yung guild niya. Di ba may membership fee?
Pinag-ipunan nila yun eh. Oo. Oh.
And officially si ano, Kimimaro is the a member of the guild.
Hindi, he became a member of a guild. Parang kumbaga ang nangyari, cliffhanger yung laban niya. Parang yun yung magiging test niya. And surely he will win. He'll be able to control the match in some manner. Tapos parang we don't, and what happens next is God knows.
Stereotyping lang ako, pero parang hindi ako makapiniwala sa mga members ng Sterling Group. Parang kasi there's something evil about them. Except for King.
Oh yes, it's really stereotypical. Parang even ano nga eh, personally even Soichiro himself, I think he has ano, he has a goal. Ulterior motive na hindi lang sinasabi. But
do you think there is backstabbing that will happen on the ano? Kunwari,
might be. I don't it's not really sure, but as far as Soichiro is concerned, I think he has an ulterior motive, but backstabbing whatever, it's too early to say. Remember, we're still only on episode 5 for I think.
Yeah.
And so, ilang episodes pa?
12? I don't know.
Noy tama to, di ba? I think it's
Noy. No, Noy tama na.
Okay, so 11 yata. So that's it for C. Good episode actually. Very good. Let's wait for the next. Anton, unmute ka na kasi hidan no area na. Ako naman mag-mute
okay.
Kasi wala ko.
Hindi ako mag-mute. Wala rin ako alam diyan.
Okay, Anton, what can you say about Hina no Aria?
Ito naman masasabi ko dyan eh. It's still my side dish. It's still my side dish show. Pero kasi, ito ah. Ang dahilan ko, kahit kaya siya medyo side dish siya. Kasi yung art niya medyo it's a bit on the mess side. Same goes with the animation. Hindi siya ganun kaganda. Pero ang kanyang last chance na para maging mapunta sa akin mga main series ko ay yung kanyang pag-a-adapt doon sa light novel which medyo maganda naman yung pag-a-adapt niya doon sa episode 5 natin.
And speaking of episode 5, kung mapapansin mo meron siyang ano konting fan service kumbaga. So what ay ano bang ano natin diyan?
Ito masasabi sa fan service. Oh, ito okay masasabi okay sa fan service. It's like okay. The fan service on Hanairo. You could ignore it kasi it's one of the spicing up para magpakita yung medyo realistic yung kung paano yung pag-a-present niya. Realistic being yung pinapakita lang niya dun na yung side na paaring mangyari yun sa totoong buhay. Which, pwede naman mangyari yung kunwari bumaba ka mula dun sa yung matanggal natang damit mo dahil ikaw ay mas naka-focus dun sa pag-prepare ng parachute mo, which pinakita nga natin dun sa pagbaban yung pag-alis ni Rico. Pati rin yung yung pamamaraan ng pag first aid ni Kinji. Makikita, yan ang mga ibang tao nagsasabing fan service yun, pero sige nga, pag ititreat mo isang tao na kailangan mo yung injectan mo sa chest, syempre, mapapansin mo ba yung yung mga dibdib. Syempre hindi dahil ang objective mo makasave ng lives eh, 'di ba? So I say yung fan service doon could be ignored, hindi yung totally out of proportion na fan service. For example, yung sa Seiko no Quasar. 'Di ba?
Chuk 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 chuk.
'Di ba? Seiko no Quasar overkill masyado yung fan service doon na hindi tulad doon sa manga na yung fan service doon sa manga dahil ano ginagawa pinapakita doon na yung fan service doon ginagamit para illustrate kung bakit kasi kakailangan nyo ng mga Quasars para ma-restore yung power nila. Alex, this anime adaptation na, what's the point of this? Alam mo yung masasabi ko sa mga fan service ng mga, for example, doon sa mga, doon sa Seiko no Quasar, tapos, ano pa pala yun? Yung Chubra, tapos yung,
what else?
Yung Queen's Blade, yung mga ganun. WTF, what the fan service?
Pero ano, story-wise, ako story-wise, okay yung ano, flow ng story. Kasi, parang nagiging mas clear na yung ano, balik tayo sa ano, Hidden Warrior. Nagiging clear na yung, kung ano yung EU na sinasabi. What is the EU and kung ano yung...
Yung EU kasi, yun yung criminal ano yung organization. Oo, na sinasabi na sa light novel. Pero I doubt it if they would, yung aaray pa sila doon sa kasi makikita natin doon na si Rico ay muling magiging ally nila. Oops, sorry for the spoiler, pero I doubt it kung talagang marireach nila with just the 12 episode plus one special allotment para sa season 1 ng Kidano Aria.
Maybe they'll do it on the season 2 na lang. If it will have. Probably.
Pero ano? Para masasabi ko sa plot niya, napakaganda kasi sabi ko nga kanina, yung pag-adapt niya, medyo maganda yung pagkaka-flow. Although, medyo, doon sa episode 3, meron silang in-eliminate doon na part doon na naging lead para doon sa episode, yung mga nangyari doon sa episode 4.
So, ito, may isa lang ako parang hindi ko gusto doon sa episode, is yung involvement ng government. Parang wala lang. Hindi ko, parang, I see no sense.
Hindi kasi ang sabi doon sa, isa rin yun kung bakit medyo hindi sa akin, medyo lukewarm ako doon sa Hidden Warrior na anime adaptation. Alam bakit? Hindi nila in-explain bakit? Na ang mga buti, ang butay kasi doon ay ginagawa dahil, ay na-create ang mga butay dahil ano, rampat na ang chaos at saka hindi na kaya ng government. Hindi na-explain doon sa anime eh.
So ang mostly
parang private detective na binigyan sila ng merong mga kanya-kanya specialty kung ng combat sila, mga ganyan, logistics. Hindi in-explain. Sa light novel, in-explain yun.
But if you can see, parang in the first episode, kasi may formal school or ganito, they are issued by the government or parang in-issue sila ng government, which is not pala. Yung pala, they're private organization. That is, ano, parang dealing with the kapalpakan ng government in those crimes.
Oo.
So, hindi na explain.
Kaya nga sinasabi ko sa'yo, medyo parang ayoko nung adaptation niya dahil hindi malinaw. Pero it's still pretty good na nagawa nila i-adapt yung plot without going full fan service. Kaya I commend yung JC staff for doing it. Unlike dun sa konting parts ng Railgun na naging fan service sila, tapos yung Railgun kasi ano unang parts may plot pa, tapos bandang huli naging fan service. I think yung JC staff dito, they learned their lessons from Railgun na ginawa na nila mas nag-focus na sila ngayon sa plot dahil yung reception sa Railgun medyo hindi naging maganda dahil dun sa fan service parts. But all in all, ang ganda ng plot ng Railgun. Yung adaptation nila.
Okay.
So, ang last hope na lang nito, yung pag-adapt nila na maayos dun sa volume 2, the rest of the second volume of the light novel, up to volume 3. Kasi hanggang dun lang nila pwedeng i-adapt yan.
Okay. So, to wrap the ano Hidano Aya, it's a good episode although meron siyang lacking information na hindi na-explain from the light novel. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Moving on na. Yan.
Yes.
Kuro na nanood ka ba ng Aono Exorcist?
Yes.
Okay, so mag-usap kayo na Anton kasi di ko napanood yung episode 4. So,
okay.
Aono Exorcist episode 4.
Okay!
Yun. Sige. Ikaw, Anton, what's your opinion?
Ikaw muna, Kuro, kasi nasabi ko na yung aking question na medyo naging boring siya sa akin. Yung first part, although yung bandang huli medyo na-excite naman, nakabawi siya, kaya naging overall niya 4. Lower than yung the other scores na binigay ko sa first 3 episodes.
Nah.
Sige, ikaw muna, Kuro.
Kasi, yun nga. As your opinion, nga, sinabi mo nga. Kasi sa akin, Aono Exorcist, Aono Exorcist 3 is like an okay episode. Yun nga, parang it could get a bit boring as Anton said. Pero, I think it's going the typical route of getting to know all the characters. Yung party
yun
ni, yung mga magiging kasama ni, ano, ni Rin. Until the point na makumpleto na yung, ano niya, yung mga kakampi niya. And at that point, saka na mag-move. Or rather, habang nag-get together, parang binibuild up yung story, tapos big reveal kapag nakumpleto na sila. But it's either way, it's parang it goes down the predictable path a bit. So parang, yun nga, it becomes a bit of shonen cliche. It goes a bit of shonen cliche. But overall, it's okay.
It's nothing executed very well.
Yeah.
Diba?
Aono Exorcist is one of those anime in spring 2011 that's really executed to the letter from the manga. So it's okay. Very good.
Kaya maganda yung pag-a-adapt niya, although yung pag-a-present ng episode 4 medyo nabore ako.
Yeah.
Although, I'm still giving hopes dito kasi ito yung isa sa mga main shows ko eh.
Yeah. Aono Exorcist really has hope. But it's okay, although it's going a bit of the shonen cliche route. But it's still okay. It's still okay very much. And the action is very good. So,
masasabi ko lang,
yeah,
they have a lot of potential. Kasi makikita natin yung team, magagaling yung writers niya mula, in-adapt nila mula doon sa Darker Than Black Season 1. Kaya, we can expect some good beats dito. And I hope sana magawa na nila tuloy-tuloy 5-5-5-5 muli.
Okay, so wrapping up Aono Exorcist, it's kinda a bit, it went a bit of shonen cliche, but it still has potential and still very good, adapted very well. So it kind of became cliche, but still okay. Yon. Moving on.
Moving
next
on.
Next anime natin.
Yes, Skate Dance.
Wow.
Yon.
Yes.
Skate Dance.
Mute.
Well, tayo lang yata nakapanood ko na Skate Dance. What do you think? Oh, yeah. Actually, it's like
epic.
Yeah, lalo na yung ano eh, yung puppet show and the Peter Pan. Yan.
Ano yun eh? It's one of ano from the manga. It's one of the very ano eh, that part was very very touching eh. Tapos parang ano eh, pag nung pinanood ko, I can't help but shed manly tears lalo na nandun na sa pop show. Parang
kasi oh, we get to see how Bosun and the others form eh. Parang may ganun dating eh. And di ba Onihime is a delinquent before and she sing
parang hindi kasi parang actually nga yung last episode hindi akala mo si Onihime na si Himeko pero hindi pala yung cute na sunod-sunuran ni Onihime yung Onihime kasi siya yung nag-adapt ng moniker na Onihime ngayon tapos si Onihime nagpakabait na naging sketan na so nakalimutan na siya tapos parang siya yung nag-adapt ng mantle tapos parang alam mo yun parang you see na parang hirap parang alam mo yun you see Onihime yung past ni Onihime tapos parang
wala siyang mata. Parang typical Yankee girl na hirap magano. Pero alam mo how they executed it is really like it's made of fucking awesome. Parang yun eh, I'm not exaggerating, but the best anime this week is Cat Dance.
Of well, yeah, kasi it's a better episode, and especially when it involves the student council. The drama sige.
Drama suddenly bursts out.
Ano na?
The drama suddenly bursts out. Actually really, really looking forward yung mga seryoso na set dance. Seryoso na set dance. Although, yun, it's not really, really looking forward to sa anime. Sure pa, no? Ano nila i-anime yung part na kumain sila ng pillows, ng isang pillows ang para sa isang para sa isang babae.
Ah, okay. Ah, yung ano, yun yung reason
ko. Kaya, ending team nila is pillows kasi merong in manga joke ang pillows doon tapos yun kaya nga sana Comic Sonic yung kantahin nila eh.
is it really baka ako lang tayo. I find that pull of drama is parang yun yung parang rin yung type of drama rin na pinupull out minsan ng Gintama when it wants to go drama. Parang I really see that similarities parang sa akin.
I don't know. Kasi sa akin, iba eh. Sa akin kasi ang Gintama, mapadrama man o mapacomedy, tatawa ka ng tatawa. Kahit ako. Nung yung bago nilang episode, yung kay Sachan, yung... Tama. Eh, hindi ako umiyak na tatawa ako eh. Alam mo yun, kahit... I'm crying tears because of laughing. Basically. Pero ang Sket Dance kasi, when it wants to go dramatic, it will go dramatic. And it will pull, and it will go emotional really. So, yun nga, on Sket Dance, it's really emotional. Pero, if we're gonna compare both Gintama and Sket Dance, it's like they're, parang ang hirap pa, if you're gonna let me choose which the best comedy between the two, it's hard. Because they both have their merits.
Mm-hmm.
Pero still, I'm still have my loyalties on Sket Dance because that is Sket Dance. And I'm waiting out for yung next week ng parehong anime. Ha? Ako, gusto ko na makita ko anong mangyayari sa salamin ni Sachan at saka yung sa next episode din ng Sket Dance. So, yeah.
And I get a... naduwa rin ako sa mga recurring characters like doon nga sa Mentos Samurai guy and... sino pa ba?
Yeah, actually, it's also, it's one of the trademarks of Sket Dance na lahat ng mga characters na nag-a-appear sa kanila, it's always recurring. Hindi lang sila kapag kunyari, sa isang episode lang na to, dyan ka lang.
Yung mga disposable characters.
This is disposable. They always come back.
Mm-hmm. And they're much more better too. They have them as much better personality. Ewan ko lang, maybe since they're recurring, maybe they will at least move a little bit, parang ganun. Pero in a serious note nga, yung drama with the Yankee and si Onohime is really one of the strong points. And it was able to grab your attention ng mga bata.
Kasi yun nga eh, parang yun nga eh, pinakita nga nila eh, paano pagkakaiba nung ano eh, ng student council sa kanila. Yung student council, they just want to be the best. And Sket Dance is they operate by getting into the person. And that's how they work. They establish rapport with the person.
Oh, si Sas... ano ba? Subaste. Anong pangalan na ano? Sasuke? Subasa? Subaki? Yan, Subaki.
Subaki.
Yeah, siya kasi yung parang ano eh, corporate-like something na madadala mo lang sa ano eh.
Well, parang hindi. Parang, yeah, ayoko mang spoil. Pero, yeah. They have a... Busun and Subaki... We'll have more encounters with each other, definitely. Kasi sila yung foil doon eh. Pero, I really do not want to spoil, but it's for the best. They'll have more encounters with each other.
Yes. Okay, Skate Dance episode 5. Very good. Very good.
Amazing. Yeah, very good.
Amazing. So, last one is Dog... Sige, may kuro, masasabing ka pa?
Dog Days.
Dog Days.
Yeah, ow, ow, ow,
tayo, ow, tayo, ow, tayo lang nanonood nun. So, it goes a little bit... No, actually, they can actually die in episodes 6. Nalaman yeah. they can die.
There's a parang premonition na may mangyayaring masama.
Yeah, kasi
with the princess and the hero.
Yeah, lalo na ngayon. Usually, di ba una yung princess lang, si Biscotti. Ngayon, Shinko yeah, na kasama. Ano ba yung sasabihin ko? And actually, syempre, Biscotti actually picked, not really by random, actually picked the hero because she fell in love with him. Nung nakita niya yung athletic.
Simply as that.
Ano na?
Nung nakita niya yung athletic championship sa ano, mas maganda pa Sky Cable. Pwede pa na yun eh, no?
Yeah.
Sky yeah. Cable na, no? Ng Biscotti.
they can watch, kasi they can view other worlds through star reading, ika nga. And, syempre, yeah. Si Leon Mitchell can also see the future and she saw nga dun. And, with provided synopsis ko ano yung mananyari. So, in 30 days daw, mamatay sila. Now, and nothing can change it.
And, And ang reaction ni Leon Michelle she doesn't want to mamatay yung princess pati yung hero. And this also says na maaring pinakita dun sa star reading na maaring si Leon Michelle ang makapatay sa kanila, which is ayaw niya.
Yung nga yung hula ko kasi if it just keeps going on, baka yung nga yung magiging dahilan. Kasi she's keeping his raging war eh. Maybe another, kasi yung war yata nila is like country to country lang eh. Pero mag nag-involve na yata ang ibang countries yata doon sa world na yon, baka hindi lang basta magiging Takeshi's Castle lang labanan eh. Yun yung mananyara.
Oo nga, ano? Takeshi's Castle? Pwede eh.
Well, sa American kasi ano yun eh. American Gladiator yung comparison nila sa akin, Takeshi's Castle lang ano eh, comparison eh. Which, wala lang. Yun lang yung ano ko sa laban between the Biscotti and forgot the other one.
And what can you say about yung parang heart-to-heart talk ni Hero and the ano, ni Princess?
Well, syempre, ganun rin naman si Shinko, parang medyo clueless pa rin siya sa message na nangyayari. Typical, ano. And then, at least nagkaroon pa tayo ng another glimpse dun sa world naman ni Shinko, yung kanyang childhood sweetheart na worried na raw po nasan siya. At least, Shinko.
Ano? Tsundere din to pala eh. Tsundere, may pagka-tsundere din pala tong character na to eh.
Oh, ganun. No? And, more ano eh, more wagging tail ngayong episode natin eh. Ngayon ko lang nga napansin, may mga buntot pala sila.
Wagging
kasi, ewan ko lang ha. Ngayon ko lang nakita may mga buntot eh, kasi lagi nakatano. Yan na naman sun-sun. Siyempre, Deremove. Ganun. Na.
Face palm.
ano pa bang ano? Actually, wala na eh. Ang ano lang concern naman kasi is, yeah, it goes a bit deeper than just Takeshi's Castle fights. Yun na yun. What happened?
Sigurado kayo, itinag ko muli yung mga yan. Sigurado ba kayo? Baka kasi pagka panoorin ko, tapos mabwisit na naman ako, dadrop ko na naman. Kaya sisisingin ko.
Walang ewan ko ha.
Walang sisiyan.
It's
a side dish anime. Katulad mo, it's a side dish anime rin. So, yeah, that's our side dish. Natutuwa kami sa kanya. Ayun.
Tawaging tits.
So cute. So
waging tank eh.
Batting and waging.
Ganun pala pag natuwa ang princess.
Oo. Oh. Alam niyo, sino yung green hair ulit? Yung pinat siya ng princess. Tuwan-tuwa raw siya.
Si ano? Si Eclair?
Yeah, si Eclair. Ayun. Di ba tuwan-tuwa siya nung piniri siya.
Yun parang tinitis pa nga siya ni ano. And ano, in, speaking of Eclair, yung tatay ni Eclair, which is also the leader of the Biscotti Army, wants to make the hero as ano, as the parang, as Eclair's husband. Parang
yeah, oh.
Parang
well, another love triangle. Hindi, eh, ako, si Eclair yata is somewhat falling in love. Medyo sunsun nga lang talaga kaya, no? Kay Shinko.
Mm-hmm. There will be a love triangle soon. Let's see.
Pwede naman makakita ba ng yandere?
Love triangle of the Tunsuns?
Yandere love triangle na lang.
Ako naman, baka naman kung anong buta magsipaglabasan yan.
Baka... Rage mode!
So, so ang ganda lang siguro, that's episode 6 for us. It gets a bit deeper than we, ano, it's not all sweet. It's now bitter a little bit or darker.
Pero
it's
better.
Yes.
So sabi ko.
Yeah, it's cuter. It's always cute. Yeah. Ewan ko lang, ganda-ganda ng anime na yun. So,
yung waging tail, hindi ko makalimutan eh.
Paano pa kaya yung mga taga Cat Nation, yung kay Leon Mitchell? Paano kaya sila? They purr? They purr or something?
Nya! Nya! Nya!
Yan, 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 yan.
Naalala ko ito yung tatlong, ano, tatlong elite guards nila Leon Mitchell. Wala lang, ewan ko lang.
Oo.
Talaga ganun eh, they have to insert a fan service dun
sa... Powerpuff Girls dun. Powerpuff Girls.
Ay nako. So that's it for the anime season or spring anime discussion. Kuro, do you like Dave? Before siguro, let's add kasi natuwa ako sa ano sa Steins Gate. Eh. Would you like to add a little bit on Steins Gate, Kuro?
Steins Gate this week? Ay, Steins Gate this week was pretty much okay. Parang
sayang hindi ko pa napapanood yung mga late episodes.
It's moving on, parang it's kind of building, it's more of a, obligatory build-up episode.
Natuwa lang, hindi, actually kaya ka lang nasabi, so tutuwa talaga ako sa mga pahirit ni Daro eh. Ano ba, involves banana and tight holes?
Nga, pero yeah, parang yun, mga hirit, kailan pa ba, hindi yung hirit na nakakatawa si Daro. Pero yun nga, on seriousness aside, it's parang yun nga, it just felt like it's moving on, building up episode, parang Ocarina now is parang nagsasabing doubts na sinama pa niya si Mayushi sa mga kalokohan niya experiment, which leads me to be afraid of Mayushi's fate. Because I know Steins Gate in and out, so parang yun. So yeah. And yeah, it's all.
At saka nakikita rin natin yung
overall, yung yeah. It's overall ano, a good build up episode.
Yung personality ni Kurisu, 'di ba? Ni Kurisu.
Christina.
Christina. Oh well.
Nakita rin natin yung personality niya na matalino siya, scientist siya, pero medyo may konting pride siya. Tapos kita-kita natin yung tsundere side niya, of course.
Medyo naging interested na nga siya sa time machine despite the fact na di, ano eh, in the first few...
Sinabi niya ayaw niya. Di siya naniniwala.
Actually, she has to be interested or else hindi gagalaw ang anime niya.
Ganun.
Siyempre, kasi yung adaptation ng anime, ano, dun sa canon route, which is yung canon route dun ay yung bida si Kurisu.
Okay, di naman siya bida. Parang it's more like nagre-revolve sa kanya. Hindi siya bida. Depende sa bida yan eh.
parang kayo na nakapanood ay nakalaro na Steins Gate ah. Ako, hanapin.
Actually, di ko pa nalalaro ng todo kasi Konti pa lang nalalaro ko doon, tapos ano. Araw tinanggal ko pa yung aking virtual machine ko kasi may nagagalit na angry parents din sa virtual machine.
Actually, I finished it.
Oh, so yeah. Kaya alam na niya yung mangyayari next.
Alam ko na yung mangyayari.
So, ayun. Let's dip ito. Since tayo anto nakapanood ito. Let's do our Moshidora review. It's a very fast episode. Fast season. Actually, 10 episodes. Airing every day. Every weekdays.
Ako dito, lunod pa ako sa concepts ni Peter Drucker. Kaya medyo nahirapan pa ako i-crunch yung mga natutunan ko. I think I'll need to apply that yung concepts na yun sa aking buhay on how to control myself, on how to manage myself. Kasi alam niya naman kung na medyo unstable akong tao eh.
Pero okay, when I watch Moshidora, nakikita ko rin yung paano tumakbo talaga kahit yung company pinatrabohan ko. Nakikita ko yung, ganito yung ginagawa nila. I see. So it proves it Moshidora is something like a base management basics in something in a context na kaya understand by many.
At saka na yung sabi ko pa nga doon sa first impressions ko na yung Moshidora is it's not for everyone kasi alam ko yung current audience natin ngayon ng anime upon sight ng mga ganyan na mga deaf na yun na medyo disinterested sila, na-drop na nila. So nilagay ko talaga doon na it's not for everyone.
If you look at it as a first impression, wala talaga siyang first impression eh, kung totoosin. Pero if you just watch it, which a positive note nga is if you watch it, if you've sinubaybayan mo siya daily for the past 10 days, 10 weeks, 2 weeks, makikita mo yung charm niya eh, as a anime eh. It is actually an educational anime series, but despite its educational roots, kasi NHK parang ganun yung nakikita ko eh. Saka one thing that I found in NHK aired animes is masyadong mabagal o mabagal yung pacing. Pero at least this one is aired on every day, Monday to Friday for 2 weeks. Yung di mo mapansin yung bagal niya eh. And how it balances itself when it comes to character and sports. It's actually fine. Parang it's not as tech as baseball complicated drama as Okiko Furikabute or Big Wind Up. And it's not as too dramatic as Cross Game, which centers around the characters rather than the baseball. But if you get each of those halves, you will get Moshidora. Although, ang problema ko sa Moshidora is yung the very last part, nung namatay yung main character, di na may main character. Yung former manager, it came out of nowhere. Although, it's okay kung nangyari yun. Parang napisip ko, medyo naging may sad part pala dito. Hindi lang basta about Peter Drucker to. Which is good. Kasi hindi lang naman basta you spout educational stuff ka every day. So, that part, I wish yung problema ko lang doon, it would have been a bit more dramatic if we get more of that character yung namatay. Nakalimutan ko yung pangalan. But, kulang siya sa exposure pa. Parang ganun. Although, I can see nga...
Yun ba yung best friend ng babae?
Ano?
Yung best friend ba ni Minami yung tinutukoy mo?
Oo, yun. Yung namatay.
Si Yuki?
Ayun, si Yuki yun. So, if Yuki has more bit of time, maybe siguro more exposure between the two. Although, may mga flashbacks na nangyari. Pero, I cannot feel sad for her loss. Pero I can feel what Minami's lost. Pero it's not enough to shed my tears para dun sa nga nangyari. Ganun lang yun eh. Pero aside from that, the way how the anime...
Actually, kasi ako naman yung perspective ko dun sa Moshidora. Hindi naman ako, medyo naluha nga ako dun sa isang episode nung namatay. Pero in the end, parang wala rin kasi ang mas nakafocus ako dun sa concepts eh. I don't know with you ah.
Yun yung concept. Yun yung talaga yung myth mong pinaka-result kung bakit nabuo ang Moshidora. Yung concepts nga ni Peter Drucker. Natutuwa nga ako dun sa part na even the school was able to become one dahil sa baseball club. the home group homeroom club for the dieting, the track and field club para matulungan yung baseball, for the running, for so to be able to run in between bases faster. Then the judo is for, I guess, for pitching and posture para nga ano, mataas yung stamina. Ano pa ba? Siyempre yung brass club, which able to do the cheer dance. Parang, ay, cheering. It, ano eh, yung nga, isa sa mga ano ni Peter Drucker is to manage your group and as well as solve the society's problem. Then, yung nga, innovation.
At the same time, yung make use of your resources din. Di ba yun yung pinaka one of the main elements ng management? Kung yung resources ng school, pinakita yun kung paano nila nagamit.
Mm-hmm. Yun nga, maayos. Work on an optimum, i-optimize mo yung resources na meron ka. And there's this, yeah, ito episode, the year after, di ba, yung malapit na mag-quotient, is maraming nag-join ng member kasi napaka-enigmatic na yata ng baseball club. How Minami was able to turn them 180. So, what did he do? What did she do? She interviewed everybody, ng mga new members. And, kasi she also fears na baka rin maano yung ibang group, di ba? Kasi parang sobrang galing ng baseball club. Bigla, by whim, doon na talaga sila pupunta. So, ang ginawa ni Minami, syempre, she optimizes yung resources na, yung recruits. Find those that are really aligned with their mission and vision. And yung sa iba, they recommend it according to sa interview sa skills na ginamit. In that sense, maganda nga yung ano dating eh. But
mamawala.
But what is the best nga is that it balances everything. Yung maganda yung maganda yung pagkaka-deliver ng message, yung context, yung kay Peter Drucker's management. Yung drama is done well. Hindi everybody, at least yung mga main characters has its own problems at na-solve naman yun, and it was solved convincingly. And the baseball part, which is not overly complicated, that it will alienate yung mga non-baseball fans. Ako talaga, hindi naman ako may gusto sa baseball, but in a sense na rin na it's enough for you to guess. Maybe siguro dahil lang sa akin kasi I've been watching, this is my third baseball series, so alam ko kung paano magka-points na doon, and what I know what a bunt, tapos yung mga types of ball, fastball, kumutok na isa. Pero, anyway, mga ganun. So, Moshidora is like is an anime, maybe, it's a good anime.
One of the rare anime that could give you infotainment.
Yung nga, that's good. That's
diba?
Kasi kaya nga NHK yun eh. Everything that I see in NHK is something like, there's something as educational as that thing. Ayun. So, saan ba tayo? Let's move on. Skoro, may gusto kaya tang i-ano? Gusto mo bang pag-usapan din, Paona?
Ano pag-usapan? Wala. Ano bang gusto pag-usapan?
Ayun. Anyway, so, may nabasa akong, actually nabasa ko lang ito kanina. I think Kuro naman yung been reading San Kako. There's this latest discussion about messages in anime. Should there be a message in your anime? Ito, interest ako sa discussion na yun. Should anime have a message? Kuro, what do you
think? For the first time, nagkaroon ng isang matinong discussion, kahit barely, San Kako, which is, wow!
So,
parang home of the trolls yun eh. Home of the trolls.
Pero, I think, not really a message, but it has some sort of, some sort of what you want to say. Not exactly message, kasi parang, sabi natin kaya kung super, and I'm not bashing on the Moe fans here, pero I love my own Moe. Pero syempre, parang ang pangalan kung talagang nothing but fan service lang. Parang nakakaburaot. Wow, as a viewer, if I see nothing but fan service, I drop the shit out of it.
Yes.
Yeah, kuno dosen.
Typo ko.
kung message ang pag-uusapan, yeah, if you look at K-On, is there really a message in K-On? Maybe drink tea and...
De, I think it has a message. kasi ang story ng K-On, kasi it's more like it focuses on Yui. Mm. Yung kung paano siya from an airhead, tapos naging siya a good guitarist, tapos...
And
journeys niya along the way. Tapos parang it kinda on. Doon sa kinda went on sa season 2 na parang medyo nag-diverge na nga sa talagang sa kanilang girls na until the point na yun ngayon nag-graduation and the future of the Hokage Tea Time Band itself. So it has a message. Even Moe anime really has a message. It's only the haters that really doesn't want to see the message.
Parang feeling ko kasi every anime na nag-air, it always has a message. It's just that how do you define it?
Yeah, it has. No, it's some anime. Ewan ko, there are
everything has a message because almost everything is art.
Ganun.
Okay. It's up to the
characters.
How to deliver it.
Okay, Koro, one time. Koro, ikaw.
Yeah, I agree with Anton na every anime ha. But obviously ako, sa tagal na lang panonood ko, they're just anime that's really shit here. Na talaga, you just... I'm not sounding like a stupid basher or anything. Pero yeah, they're just some anime. Talaga parang it's nothing but show. Alam mo yun, parang kunyari, nothing but fan service. You're just parang it's more like a cash machine na para sa mga otaku.
Can you say an example of anime na wala kang nakita message?
Example.
Mahirap pag ano, parang yung ano, so Futeni.
O nga no.
Just me. Nanood
kayo Futeni, pustahan. Nanood kayo sa isa.
Kasi Queensblade din. Queensblade, di ba?
Hindi, kahit Queensblade, kahit pa paano, pwede ko pa mapagtiisan yun eh. But, so, parang, even, what's that breast-sucking anime?
Seiko no Quasar,
it has a bit of story, you know? But, I'm not bashing on Sofoten, it's cute moe, you know? But, it's just still there. It feels like a cash machine for otaku, so para, wow. Parang, alam mo, it just
goes with the hype.
I think ayos naman, may nakita ako dito, na great, like, 8 to Sofoteni.
I think it's more like total Moe shit, na talagang wala, it just focus on mindless cutesy na, parang, I think, Sofoteni is more like an anime just to show na, we have found a loophole through your anti-Moe lawsuit shit and now we're raping the ass out of that law loophole kind of thing. But seriously, Sofoteni is one of the most mindless anime I've ever seen. Parang I tried hard to understand it, but halfway along the third episode, I just shit.
Oh?
Sayang, gaganda pa naman ang promise ng mga seiyu na to.
I just watched yung unang episode, parang ikaw you waited for 3 na para may there's something interesting dun yata sa Sofoteni na you looking for it.
Hindi kasi ako kasi ano mo yun eh, I have a 3 episode rule eh. If doesn't seem interesting or I get a bored shit out of it, I drop it.
So, Anton, ano yung sinasabi mo kanina? You said anime has every anime has a message. What do you mean by that?
Almost every anime. Kasi, kumakita mo yung...
Almost yun ngayon, ha?
Almost, kasi nga, ano, meron talaga mga ibang anime na tulad yung sinabi ni Kuro na talagang, ano ba sinasabi nito? Ano ba ito? Command Q na lang ako. Command Q. Kasi meron talaga mga ganun na anime. Tapos meron naman talagang anime kahit yung pinaka-shallow na anime tulad ng... Ewan ko lang, your mileage may vary dito, ha? I find baka test shallow pero nakakatuwa siya, meron siyang message pa rin eh.
Oh yeah, baka is cute but it definitely has a story.
Oh, pero I find it almost yung medyo shallow siya pero meron siyang message eh. Yung example ko, tapos yung sinabi mga Sofuteni, yung mga yan, eh yung talagang focus doon sa talaga sa cuteness o kaya yung mga hentai ng mga anime. Di ba? Pansin mo lang, panay rape lang, panay sex lang ang pansin ng mga yun. Instead na, wala namang sinasabing message, di ba? Kaya sabi ko, almost every anime.
So, Brian, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Ako, ama-agree ako sa ano, that every anime has a message. But it's up to the maker of the anime on how to interpret that message. If they will be focusing on the fan service, then the message will be tricky to ano to see. But if they're gonna focus on the message, then makikita mo na kaagad. So there, tama yung baka test. Yun ang one of the nice examples. Mm. Sinasabi ni Anton.
Yeah, marami ang nakakatuwa rin siya. There's still a message in it. Pero what if an anime's message is hindering yung anime na yon? There's some anime na yung message mismo is getting too much used in those. May mga ganun eh. Na
yung like
sobrang,
ano?
Sobrang moral lesson na nakairita na.
Kailangan ganito ganyan sasabihin every episode.
Parang yung belief ng character, parang lagi niyang sinasabi na ulit, parang like shonen series yan. Mga shonen series, 'di ba? Usually may mga ganyan eh, like Naruto na paulit-ulit. 'Di ba?
Ano ba 'yan? Ano mo?
Yung pagka overly friendly ni Naruto, which is I don't know. Lalo na yung ano eh, lagi nakwento ng friend ko eh, yung naglalaban, nag-meet si Sasuke at Naruto, sinaksak na yata ni Sasuke si Naruto, and sinabi ni Naruto, I want to be your friend. I'm your friend. Parang ganun. Nagsaksak ka na nga, I want your you're my friend.
Ang ganun, ang ganda. Batian nila yun. Kayo naman.
Hi!
Oh. Saksakan.
Ay nako.
Napapa-facepalm na naman ako.
You see nga kasi that even in the most situations na mukha na imposible na ang ano eh, that message is still there. They're still giving it to you despite the ano eh, it's getting too much, parang ganun na nga na it's getting the anime a little bit down. Yun eh. Kaya sa inyo, wala ba kayong mga nakikitang ganung anime na yung message niya, yung context niya is masyado nang irritating na nagiging pangit na itingin niyo?
Medyo.
An example?
Ano ba? Basta meron.
Meron.
Number one example na yung ninja na yun, si ano, Naruto.
Yeah. One Piece, hindi ko rin maano kasi anything na between the four pillars at three pillars of anime, there's something always in there na this part, the typical shonen stereotypes, parang ganun.
Hindi, ito yun eh, deviating from the talk, ang problema kasi, Jump has been giving way too much attention to the big three.
Mm-hmm.
Na parang alam mo yan, what comes after the big three na lang lumalabas sa scenario ngayon. And I think there are those other titles na talagang ano, kind of better than the big three.
Yeah.
Actually, the big three is better. It's just overhyped na.
They've just been given way too much attention.
Kasi they're
overhyping. The still, another thing that I
people
hate.
People are still watching it.
Yeah.
But hindi, syempre, of course, people would be watching it because it's the only thing that they're shoving to the people. If they actually take time and ano, choose good anime, like let's say good manga, let's say ano ba magandang anime na manga. Madami, hindi nga makapag-isip. Sakto.
Sabihin mo na lang, bandoka!
Sabi natin kunyari, Siren. It's a manhwa. Kaso nga lang, it's a manhwa.
Okay.
Pero, alam mo yun, it's a good manga. It's a good manhwa. And maybe, alam mo yun, pwede din sanang, if, kung yung si Satel yung ani yung manga kung yung anime ni Satellite kung si sa, yung manga ni Satellizer na bigyan ng pagkakataon, why not Siren, di ba?
But maybe because it's Siren name, maybe Siren is not something that is generally appealable to the audience. Naruto
it's mind shit.
And this it has a story
that has been run down for like years and years.
Oh, and sadly nga, I'm like
tiring. Parang alam mo, pupunta ka sa ani ko, makikita mo 90% puro big three, puro mga naka-lupi, puro mga naka-itim na kimono, puro mga naka-orange. Nagkakaiba lang yung iba pa. Iba, mukhang basurang cosplay. Iba, gwapo lang tignan. But still, that's it.
Level, let's not go with the cosplay part. Pero, yeah.
I'm your friend. I'm your friend.
It explains
why. But still, I'm just talking about yung influence, yung sobrang pagbibigay nila na attention sa big three. To the point na yun lang rin na iniisip ng iba. They don't know anything else about, parang they don't know about, any other good manga.
Those big three at least help those yung mga aspiring enthusiast fans to enter, kasi usually doon naman dumadaan, may mga taong dumadaan sa Dragon Ball and then discovered everything, yung mga sinasabi natin ng magagandang anime. Yun yung papel nga, yung papel ng big three tingin ko eh.
Yeah, and exactly, pero alam mo yan, think of it, what comes after the big three? Wala na tayong babalik na naman tayo sa paulit-ulit na Dragon Ball at paulit-ulit na Flame of Rega. I mean, they should keep on the titles.
Do you think the big three, kunyari na, pag namatay na yung big three ngayon, I mean not the authors, but the anime, baka Moe na ang susunod eh. Kasi,
shit. Oh, shit. I don't have any negative bias against Moe. In fact, I love Moe. Pero syempre parang parang alam mo, I can foresee it na eh. First, okay. Tapos biglang magpo-boom yan na magkakaroon ng variation. There is this super intelligent Moe, there's this shonen type of Moe.
And there's Rei Kogumiya Moe.
That's not Moe for me.
Babagsak siya. Parang alam mo yun, it becomes stereotypical. I want my stuff with variation. Alam mo yun, ulit-ulit na big three, paulit-ulit na Moe. Hindi sa hindi ako galit sa shonen, hindi ako galit sa Moe. I just like things with variation. I don't want things na I don't just like stuck on a certain genre. I'm already as you three already know. Kahit ano pinapatos ko, mapa shonen, mapa moe, mapa psychological man yan, mapa mecha man yan, mapa hentai patos ko. Parang alam mo 'yun.
Ayun nga eh. Explain kasi natin yung age of anime. Kailan ba nabuo ang Naruto? Naruto is nabuo yata
2001.
Yung age ng anime na yata na yun is like the harem age. Harem era na ba 2000?
Hindi, nagsisimula
pa. Parang developing pa lang.
Anong era kaya? Kasi ang nung nabuo ang Naruto, yun yung mga part na usong-uso sa mga animation and animes, yung mga tournament eh. Like yung Ghost Fighter. Yung Yu Yu Hakusho.
Kasi Crash Gear, di ba yung mga ganun?
Oo. Oh.
Yung mga Beyblade, yung mga ganun. Yung mga sports sa shonen.
Yeah.
Yun yung era na
shonen na may tournament.
Ngayon, wala ka na nakikita mga ganyan. Wala na yung mga napakahabang arc na tournament. Kung meron, siguro may kli lang.
Hindi kasi ito yun eh. Parang, with the emergence of the big three, parang nagbago na rin ang climate ng anime. Kasi nga dati nakikita natin plus mga mahabang anime. Then suddenly, anime went seasonal.
spring, summer, spring, winter, summer, and fall, which is good. Kaso nga lang, I really don't like na yung mga certain anime na yung, and we are forced to watch them in 12 episodes. Na sometimes they could have been better, but parang alam mo yun, parang they felt rushed. Let's like say
Rachel Beats.
Yun nga yung ano yung oh yung ganon no. Parang
so kung ano, you're saying na ano parang, instead of the been, big.
Parang
so, really, lang mga at
the 12 episode format, the only peeve that I have is my 12 episode format. There's some things that you can say sa pagkahaba-habang volume na manga. That, ano na ano, I'd like 20 normal 25 episodes na it's ample time. Kaya nga nag pero that's just me. I don't know about your opinion, but I'm just voicing out my opinion.
I can no longer syempre have an anime that is infinite except Gintama. Yun lang kaya kong accept.
Actually ako rin Gintama lang talaga. I never watch the big three anymore. I'd rather do them on manga than they're crap boring anyway. Although, kapag kunyari yung ano, yung isang episode ng Naruto, yung laban ni Sasuke at saka ni Danzo, which is really, really good. Ang ganda ng adaptation from manga to anime. But most else, hindi na. Parang, it's just, paminsan-minsan na lang, once in a blue moon, pag nabalitaan ko lang sa kasama, ang ganda ng adaptation nito sa manga. And then I'd watch it. Pero,
We already seen nga na animes before and now. Before anime, yun yung nga, yung mga ano. Wala ka na nakikita anime na nagfi-filler mode eh. Wala nang ganun. Ang huli kong alam na anime na nagfi-filler is
Naruto.
Hitman Reborn. Yun yung pinaka latest na anime na may filler pa hanggang ngayon. Ongoing.
Bleach.
Matagal din Bleach.
Hindi. Ang Bleach kasi parang nag-ano na sila, nag-Alagos Fighter sila eh.
Yung manga nga mismo yung nagfi-filler eh. Kaya...
hindi, yung manga para kasi, yung manga para nag-Alagos Fighter na siya. Kasi diba mo yung, tapos na siya dun sa Kaitaguro hanggang dun na lang eh. Bigla nagkaroon ng territory, tapos humaba na naman ang storya. I think Bleach is going that din. Parang natalo na niya si Aizen, that's it. Pero hindi, there's more. Meron naman tayong full bring na parang territory lang. And hahaba na naman na
story. Yan yung ano eh, yan yung parang sakit ng mga authors eh. Di, actually sakit eh. Actually nabasa ko lang to Case Camp sa Ghost Light eh, yun. Na bag, ang problema kasi lalo na bag mga manga na nagbigilang hit, they usually conclude the story eh. Then the editor or the publisher said, you have to make more materials. Which, yun nga yung nangyayari. I mean, nung sumikat yung nga yung mga ganyang anime. Like, yun nga, reklamo ni, ano, ni Scamp sa Denpa Ona is that natapos na sana yung ano na yun, nung na-prove na ni Makoto na hindi alien si, ano, si Eryo. Pero, parang feeling niya, nag-dragon kasi kung yung light novel, yung part na yun, yung volume 1 ng novel na yun, is napaka-good, very good, very good reception. Gusto na pa-extend kasi maganda yung reception.
Oo.
Yung ano eh, typical na sakit ng hindi lang shonen eh, lahat ng works na sumisikat, they have to drag it out even in games. Yun lang.
Yeah, precisely.
At pero
wala silang kasi parang ano yan eh, it's supply of law and demand. In demand ka, you have to produce something to please the audience. Simple as that.
Pero ngayon sa anime wala na eh. Seasonal break na lang. Seasonal break, ganun ka na lang.
Or seasonal na lang sila. Pero actually, as much as I like the 25 episode format, I think the seasonal anime is much more beneficial sa anime community as whole sa Japan. Kasi parang ano, nakakatipid sila. Hindi katulad ng seasonal, hindi katulad ng 25 episode na talaga matagal and it drags on. Tapos kapag kunyari yung ano, yun. Basta yun, kinapos na ng material, kunyari, biglang tinamad ang fans dun sa 25 episodes. Kunyari, sa gitna, biglang pangat ng ano, mapipilitan ka gawing crap yung ano, yung ano, you'll suffer. Pero, and it spares the, parang yun nga, and it spares the, ano, ano, pero yun nga, it the 12 episode format really sacrifices much of the story. At least for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, yun na nga yun. Wala. So, yun lang. Yun, message sa anime and dragon nga sa how the three pillars are. Yun. So, dito nakasulat rito, Anton, you said visual novel talk. So, I think this is Kuro's specialty. Di ko alam ano bang ano.
Meron lang ako share na mga konting sige bits lang. Kasi na.
Kayo lang. Na, ako, tahimik lang muna ako. Sige, Anton, well, take the floor.
Yung, na-discuss niya ba yung Sono Hanabira ni Kuchizuke Wo noon, nung last time?
I know. Di ko nga alam ano yun eh. Kuro, do you know that?
It's a visual novel.
Visual novel siya,
I think it's kinda one of the most recent, I think, or I think it's old. Pero it's a visual novel that I really, really hear most of the time. Na I haven't got to play because I don't have a PC. I don't have a computer. I'm basically
yung
borrowing.
Yung Tomahawk series na almost 6 games na siya, tapos yun ay ang tinutukoy ng mga Yuri fanboys like me na bilang Holy Grail kasi siya yung nag-provide ng true and solid na Yuri content with such good character designs na medyo nag-a-appeal din sa mga MOE fans.
Okay. Ano ba yung story na pala natapos
okay.
Na ba? Wala. Natapos
pa,
mo na
pero,
ba?
Pero
okay lang ito, okay. Kala ko marami kasi sabihin na eh.
Pero ang problema ko lang kasi ngayon nga, yung ginawa ko, yun nga, yung nangyari yung Angry Parents game, natalo ako. So, kailangan ko i-delete yung aking virtual box. Yung aking virtual box kasi nagra-run yung mga visual novels ko. Di ba nasabi ko na sa inyo kanina? Kaya tapos yung isa rin sa mga visual novels na inaabangan ko na I find it very unique kasi sa lahat ng mga characters nila na main characters apat sa walo ang nakikita ko interesting. Yung mga iba kasi sa mga ibang visual novels kasi bawal lang yung mga paborito kong heroines. Ngayon meron akong naging interesado ko sa apat na mga heroines. I-link ko lang sa inyo yung mga pictures ng mga heroines. Sa scans wala dyan.
Actually, nakita ko na yung may pinos mo kay Wakizaki.
Oo. Ito, tapos yung... Ito. Di pa niya nakikita yun eh. Sina-challenge ko lang sa'yo. Tinanay nyo.
Ano ba to?
Yan yung mga bidang babae sa visual novel na yon. Na kasan ko kinuha yung sa para sa ED natin. Upcoming pala siya this 20 siya i-release. So I hope na ma-translate yan agad para malaro ko. And at the same time sana makapusit ako muna yung vision ng aking ng virtual box.
But ayaw mo na lang yan, no? Ilagay sa thumb drive. Di naman siguro malaki yan, no? Or wala kang thumb drive na 16 gig?
4 gig lang yung thumb drive ko, eh.
Hindi kaya yan. Unless Windows 19
ilalagay. Hindi kaya.
Unless Windows 19 ilalagay mo.
Hindi ka puti. Kailangan XP.
Okay.
Yung character design niya para sa akin, eh, maganda. Hindi tulad ng mga ilang character design na masusuka ko kaya sobrang ano ba to ba't sobrang pagkamowe eh? Pero ito nakikita ko naman maganda yung pagkaka-illustrate so yung ito medyo may magandang promise to and at the same time maganda rin yung premise sa story niya na like although kapareho lang siya ng mga dating sim na you would start up na meron yung childhood friend mo tapos yung mga setup ng mga kasama mo yung harem nga ika nga pero dito medyo medyo iba rin yung setting niya, na yung bida dito ay isang anak ng isang kilalang artist. Na pinili niya sana na maging normal life, at dahil doon sa nagkasakit yung kanyang childhood friend, ginawa niya yung lahat ng gagawin niya para makatulong sa pag-recover. Kaya naging artist siya. So I think magiging maganda tong visual novel na to, at ito yung second attempt ng software company na makagawa ng visual novel, na ito ay mas merong potential kasi doon sa una na copycat lang sa Higurashi.
Anong software company?
Hiyokosoft. Patay ko na lang.
Ah, okay.
Ayun, nasa baba. Top, bottom, left.
Okay.
I see. Wala lang. Ito, Anton. Nakita mo ba yung latest post sa Sankako? Kasi parang, ito, syempre, CEO to eh. CEO involved to eh. Sabi ni Kono Mitsuishi. Familiar ba?
Mitsuishi Kotono. Mitsuishi Kotono siya. Mitsuishi Kotono. Siya ang
the industry is dumping
guilty to you. I think, ano eh, Mitsuishi Kotono. I think she did Misato.
I can't remember.
I think, as far as I can remember, she did Misato.
And Boa.
Yeah, yeah. According to the post, yeah. Boa, Hancock, and Excel.
Ako dito medyo mahilig ako sa mga seiyu, medyo wina-watch out ko yung mga list. I think I have to a bit agree dyan kasi yung conditions nga, yung tulad na lang ng sinasabi niya dito na yung young at cheap na yung mabababang production budgets, eh medyo nakakapekto yan, na instead na yung makukuha nila yung mga magagaling na seiyu, ang kinukuha na lang nila yung mga pangit. For example, yung ano pala yung anime na magagamit ko dyan na sample eh? For example, Infinite Stratos, you have well-known seiyus pero hindi nila dahil sa production budget nun, medyo hindi siya ganun na-execute na maganda yung talents ng mga seiyu. Yun pa lang, pinaka-prime example kung bakit nagkakaroon ng pagpatay doon sa mga miski na seiyu. Tapos kung papansinin niyo rin yung kung low budget, syempre hindi nila ma-afford yung mga magagaling na director na i-direct nila up to yung sa voice acting. 'Di ba kung mapapansin natin yung mga magagaling na director eh, nagagawa nilang maganda yung pag voice acting. For example, Fractal pa lang. I think this would fall under your mileage may vary, but makikita natin doon magaling yung pagkaka-direct ni Yamakan kahit na medyo nakakuha siya ng flak doon sa kanyang role doon. Kung makikita natin doon yung talents nila Akito Yasaki, nila Kana Hanazawa, of course Kamiya Hiroshi, hindi yung mga typical stereotype na roles nila, kundi yung mga pinakita, in-expose doon yung different sides nila.
Is it para kasi napasik ko every anime na inilunch is parang there's only one or two veteran seiyu, and usually they get either the main role or maybe baka may extra budget yung mga supporting roles, medyo batikan din yung mga seiyu characters eh.
Kaya nga medyo nakikita, medyo nag-agree ako sa kanya, pero yung sinasabi nila yung Bagito na ganun eh, pinapatay yung ganun. Actually, yung mga Bagito naman, minsan, pagka talaga nakikita mo naman, yung mga Bagito rin naman yan, may talent din naman yung mga iba dyan eh. Pero, yung, there's still a fact that could not be denied na meron talaga mga Bagito talaga na talagang wala talaga na hindi talaga maging memorable yung voice nila.
Goro, what's
pero
itong
ano na to, yung, right. Yung pagkakaano, yung paggamit ng mga Bagitong seiyu can also give something good, which is nabubuksan yung potential into new seiyus.
Oo, pero tama ka dyan, okay. Brian, pero ang talagang yung makikita natin fact talaga, meron talaga mga iba na nag-hire talaga sila ng mga Bagito, pero kahit na ano yung talagang nakakadurog na talaga ng tenga yung boses, na talagang wala talagang ka-charm-charm, 'di ba? Merong mga ganoon eh.
Yung Hoshi Sora ni Kakuro Kaishi. Yung basta yung dinarap ko, yun. Pangit yung mga voice doon. Ayoko na. Ayan, wala siya ng example. Yan yun.
Example ko sa isang Filipino dub dito sa Pilipinas yung ano,
iba
Planet.
Ibang kaso yun. Ibang ka...
Ibang ka... Planet. De, ako okay lang ako doon sa Filipino dubs na iba doon sa mga napapanood ko sa TV. Pero yung Planet talaga, I'm gonna puke.
Well, I prefer the original Japanese over dubs anyway.
Oh. Ayun nga, nakakahal ng ng siguro batikan ay baguhan na batikan na sa iyo pero it will kill off yung mga batikan nga. Then, ayun nga, either they're forced, either these veterans are forced to lower their rates para at least they can get in the roles. Kasi wala talaga, wala bibili, walang mag-arkila sa kanila. Eh. Or, ayun nga, they wither and die.
Actually, I agree.
Koro.
I 100%. Actually, after reading that, I actually 100% agree. Kasi, wang ko lang sa akin, ha? There are very, very good new seiyu such as Hanazawa Kana, and ano.
For the win!
And others. Pero, I mean, ano na nangyari kay, ano, kay Midori Kawahikaru, or kay Takehisa Kuyasu, which is reduced to side characters na lang always, or ano, sino pa ba?
Another proof of the fact.
Si Namiko Noto. Actually, si Namiko Noto, ngayon lang siya ulit natin narinig yung spring anime. Sino pa ba? And I actually wrote a blog post in my home blog comparing old Seiyu and the new Seiyu. And you have to say talaga, old Seiyu really has much more caliber and much more, ano, much more skill compared to the new ones. Actually nga, ano, si yung nag-Seiyu kay Soichiro sa C-Anime, which is Shinichiro Miki. Actually, I pretty much commend him for getting that main character spot in the anime because he's also a veteran seiyu. His memorable roles are like Takumi from Initial D and others. So yun.
Shinichiro Miki ba?
Shinichiro Miki. But yeah. As I said, I personally 100% agree, and I think that veteran seiyu should be given more chances. And parang the playing field should be leveled in the favor of the veteran seiyus. Kasi ang napapansin ko lang talaga is what I'm seeing is the voicing has been dominated by Bishi and Moe voices. And
the instead total skill
total skill. I mean, did you guys watch Fushigi Yugi?
Yeah.
Tagalog
lang.
the original
Filipino dub. Only
the Japanese dub.
Hanapin ko pa yun.
And a perfect example of a seiyu skill is yung nag-seiyu kay Chichiri, which is Toshihiko Seki, I think, Tomokazu Seki. I can forget. Pero Seki, it's either Toshihiko or Tomokazu, but it's at the tip of my tongue and out of my brain switch. Pero Chichiri is an example of a seiyu's skill and versatility. I mean, ano eh, yung sa anime, yung sa Chichiri kasi, ang voice niya sa anime is like, parang, ano yun, whimsical, nonsensical, tapos, tanada! Ganon. Parang, male kawaii, ek. But, when the OAV goes, if you see the OAV of the Fushigi Yugi, and Chichiri's backstory is fully explored, then you get to
Tomokazu Seki.
Tomokazu Seki. Yun nga, as I was saying, if you see the OAV of the Fushigi Yugi and Chichiri's backstory is this ano is explored more, then he goes dramatic as in total drama from like whimsical to a serious ano, and it's hard to alam mo, if you watch it, it's hard to imagine that the voice in that whimsical voice can go something like that, but it's just shows you that veterans really have much skill, and I think the new breed of anime fans aren't being treated, it's a disservice for new anime fans to not be able to hear skilled seiyus do their stuff.
Meron ako listahan ng mga favorite ko seiyu, meron din mga luma dong mga seiyu na magagaling din na nasaan na napunta yun, kaya medyo talaga nag-aagree din
actually when I was starting on my anime fandom, talagang adik ako ng meron ako seiyu database somewhere na ano, yung mga veteran seiyus nandun sa akin, and yung mga hindi po wala pa, there's no such name as Aya Hirano or Hana Kanazawa, no mga old school talaga, mga Aya Hisakawa, yeah, yun pa, isa pa, I barely hear her now, which is memorable for her role of Keroberos in Cardcaptor Sakura.
Kilala niya naman lahat si Kamiya Hiroshi, di ba?
Yeah, of course.
Kaya ang nakakatawa sa kanya na kahit papaano nakakuha pa rin siya ng role niya. Actually, hindi to talaga to fanboyism. He's been around since 1996 si Kamiya Hiroshi. Kung makita niyo yung link na sinend ko sa inyo, makita nyo na pinakita, na demo doon yung kanyang talent ng pag-voice ng male and female characters.
Versatility nga.
Isa yan sa mga pros ng mga
veteran seiyus really has this versatility, has the versatility in their backs. Para si Megumi Ogata, pwede siya among the most female seiyus, Megumi Ogata is really the first person that comes into my mind when versatility is mentioned. Kasi she can do female roles and male roles. I mean, imagine
her. Nakakalimutan niyo yata si Rina Sato dyan, ha?
I mean,
kahit medyo bagito siya, pero si Rina Sato kasi medyo
bagito siya. Pero
si Rina Sato?
Rina Sato. Pero ito yun, compare that to Megumi Ogata, who has done Princess Emeraude in Magic Knight Re-Earth, and Shinji Ikari of Neon Genesis Evangelion. That's a total contrast.
At hindi lang, di ba? Nakalimutan niyo si Naawi sa Angel Beats. Naawi from Angel Beats. Nakalimutan din natin sa sample ng kanyang kitalin.
Angel Beats is quite recent. Para not exactly like Megumi Ogata na you only hear her
Pero nakikita pa rin natin yun na proof na yung veteran seiyu, meron pa rin talent. In spite of this, yung mga bagito natin.
It's not talent. They have the experience and versatility. When it comes to talent, the new seiyus can really go on par. But the thing is, there's just some things that the veteran, the new seiyus who are just doing their more and more voices can't pull off. Like what Takehito Koyasu and Megumi Ogata can pull off. Takehito Koyasu sometimes can be one-dimensional in his voice, but the way he characterizes his roles are like impressive.
And tara.
ako, kayo pinadal pa kayo.
Wala, ako medyo wala ako sa seiyu fandom.
Yung mga luma, wala akong masasabi dyan dahil ano, Tagalog dub pa ako nung mga panahon na yun eh.
Yung ano ni Kuro kasi is parang 90s na nandiyo, di ba? Parang 90s seiyu chart na yun eh. Era.
Pero yan, seiyu chart. Talagang, ayun, anime is serious business yun. Yes. Joke.
So, ayun. Let's wrap this up. It will already in our 2-hour marks. So,
ayun.
We get
sayang. Gusto ko pa na, gusto ko pa naman sana mag-recommend ng visual novel, pero kayo.
Sige, mag visual novel pa tayo. Bigyan natin na isang recommend si Kuro para hindi lang naman anime dinidiscuss natin sa round table at tacos kasi para maging varied naman tayo.
Sige, to close up.
Meron din naman tayo visual novel.
Sige, to close up, Kuro recommend.
Yeah.
Ano recommend? Sige, dami nga, no? Meron tayo dapat recommendations in the end of the episode. So, Kuro.
Yeah, I think so.
So, ano mo?
Yun. To start of the start the tradition of recommend Nax. Parang yeah. I'm still honored. But, yeah.
Philosopher?
Yeah. Philosopher. The joke lang. Yeah, and for this week, I think I'm gonna recommend a visual novel. And I think I've been raving too much about this in the internets, in my blog, and in my Twitter. But, yeah, it's about time that I make this public. I think first off, for this week, which is visual novels, I'm gonna recommend Kira Kira, which is like one of the best unknowns of the and it's a good anime. It's a good anime. It's a good visual novel. It's a good visual novel. I mean, it has everything. It has a good. It's more the thing I like about it. It's just more meat than Ero. I mean, each character has only like two ecchi scenes, which you can just vastly hyper fast click if you really want to get on with the story, which is like okay. But what I really like about this is the story. The story is okay. It's plausible, and it really is emotional. And it's long, and you don't just play it just to get a hard. Actually, when I first discovered this when I was accident, when I was still, and I was still in the height of my
Eroge addiction. It has a good OST, so I played it.
And
then why not?
Boy, it has a good OST, so I played it. And boy, my boner. I lost my boner, but my boner was changed into cries of manly tears, I tell you. So, and I mean, the story is really okay. It's all about, a guy who is like forming a high school band, then suddenly gets himself thrust into fame, then you get to choose one of the three girls, but it only has three heroines, but each of the heroines has their great onside story. I personally like Kira's Sarina's story because she's my waifu, the joke lang. she's like cute. But yeah, and the story is okay. It's very, very dramatic. I personally find the story much more tear-jerking than local telenovelas could ever do. And as I said, it has very, very great soundtrack. Its soundtrack is on par with K-On. You could compare it with K-On, seriously. And some even
mas maganda ka music yate ng Kira Kira kaysa sa K-On ni.
Precisely. And even the fans themselves say that the Kira Kira fan, those who discover Kira really have a hard time comparing with Kira and with K-On because both of their OSTs are really, really good. And which is basically the power of rock. That's one more thing that I really like about it is everything here is just energetic rock based. Although there are some that there are just few melodic rock tunes which is really, really awesome as well. But I really promise you that it has a good OST. Overall, it has a good story. And if you really want the non-Eroge version, which is, I think it has on the PS2 version, although you really have to look long and hard, because although it's already readily available in the internet, you just Google it. I really do not, just Google it, there'll pop up some sources. Just download it that you can play.
Huwag din natin kakalimutan na meron din yung iPhone port. For the Apple gadget lovers na gumagamit na meron iPod touch sila, tapos yung kanilang tower iPhone, pwede sila mag-download ng Kira Kira port dun for the iOS. Meron siyang free, tapos meron siyang yung paid versions.
Yes, exactly. So, yun. As a summary for my recommendations or my recommendation of Kira Kira, I think it would be safe to say that it is 5 out of 5. And I think Anton would agree with me on this. It's a perfect, it's one of the best visual novels out there.
Of course. Maganda rin yung art yan eh.
Yeah.
Yung art, it sounds ganda. Pero ayoko muna i-spoil kasi hindi naman recommend lang to, hindi naman to review.
yeah, it's also recommend. So yeah. So yun. And just before I close it, yun nga, it is so good that even the fans themselves really want to have, and I myself included, want to see a very good anime transition of this, because
PA works does OVA OVA.
If you know the story is really plausible for anime. It's not something like the Kapo na crappy magic based one. It's really real life. I think it will fall out as a slice of life drama anime. So yeah, it's a very good thing. It's very good. I have nothing but positive notes about this.
Okay. So
I think the only bad thing I can say about this, which is like very very short, but nah, you don't
kaya
really
OVA want to... na lang kuro, OVA na lang para meron, yeah. Para pwede pa sa amin yung mga
hero. So yeah, 5 out of 5 stars for my record.
So Kira Kira, and the visual novel that lost your boner. 5 out of 5.
It killed my boner and it made me cry like a man.
It killed my boner. Hindi, kasi ang I just found an episode title for this show. Sa wakas, I was worried eh. Pero anyway, ayun. So yun. Sino susunod? I mean, for next week ah. Kasi
Eko?
Nakalagay sa chat, nilagay ko na. Sa VN Talks.
So, ikaw na lang ano, susunod next week?
Na magre-reco?
Oo.
Sige!
Hindi, nauna ka na eh. Dapat either sa main tatlo eh.
O sige. Pwede lang, kung gusto lang
siguro
ibigay
ang... Siguro kasi lang... ang visual novel editor natin eh. Visual novel affairs.
Hindi naman visual novel lang eh. Ikaw, Anton, why not recommend a light novel? Oh.
Yeah, light novel? Eh, alam niyo man ko na yung i-recommend ko eh.
Hidan no Shana.
Hindi, Hidan no Arya ng light novel. Yun yung recommend ko kasi maganda yun eh. Alam niyo naman kung nire-recommend ko yung... siguro, susunod na lang ng light novel. Yung Durarara siguro ng light novel, although medyo mahirap makahanap ng translation nun.
Wala pa nakabasa ng ano? Ano yan? Haruhi no Yutsu na light novel?
Ang Haruhi kasi sa akin, parang mas gusto ko yung anime kasi sa light novel.
Kulang siya sa akin. Hindi ko siya natapos ng buo, pero as much I can say na they made a crappy transition of the Endless 8 arc of the light novel into the anime. As much I can say.
May translated version na ba ng ano, light novel ng Full Metal Panic?
I don't know. Hinahanap ko nga rin eh.
Wala pa yata eh.
Kasi it's been like 10 years na yata, wala pa.
Kasi ang pinakamabilis na mag-translate dito yung Hidan no Arya, kasi yung pinaka-focus ng mga translator dahil enjoy na enjoy yung mga translator eh.
Recent kasi.
Recent. Pero matagal-tagal na, 2 years na yung Hidan no Arya eh.
I mean yung translation, ngayon lang ba na-translate ngayong month?
Actually, translate ito. 2011 pa lang eh. Simula pa mga March pa lang na simula nila yung completion. March sa tuloy-tuloy ni. Eh.
Okay.
Kita yung bakatsugi.org.
Sige.
So bakatsugi.
Bakatsugi? TSU.
Wait lang.
Ayan, sige. KI. As agreed na siguro in the chat, siguro ang Kuro segment ay Kuro recommends. Ayan.
Yeah, so, baby.
Yes.
Yon.
Okay, so...
Yes, may segment na ako! Yay! Pwede na mamatay.
So, kung meron...
Tapos, Kuro, meron lang ako request. I-compare mo naman ng Kira Kira sa Deardrops dun sa VN Talks natin.
Sige, sa susunod.
Next episode. Teardrops at saka Kira Kira.
Hindi, kasi ako naman kasi, yung recommends ko kasi won't be limited to visual novel. I think I would recommend something. Yeah, I think if I fancy, I would recommend something of a music. A certain song na that might fancy my ano text. Basta recommend. I just recommend random stuff.
Ay, Koro, you mentioned, may nabasa yun ako sa Twitter.
VN talks natin. Yung ano? Visual novel talks natin para more than just anime ito na itong podcast natin.
Sige. Since marami na rin kayo napanood, no? So let's put another segment on that.
Sige.
Ano sasabihin ko? Ayun, Koro, you mentioned something na may magpa-fandub yata ng kanta ng ano eh, na Secret Base. Nangyari na ba?
Hindi. I think it's next week pa eh. I think ito yun eh. A will sing. Ano hana ending team? A.
Mr. A.
No, it's not. No, it's not Mr. A. It's that internet A. Not Mr. A. A as in
ano? Joke lang yun ah.
As in, hindi, ano sasabi mo, Koro?
A. The internet A.
Mm.
Okay, I'm gonna be more specific. 4chan A will try Anohana in ending team. Although, nung nakita ko kanina yung pinag-uusapan nila, I think meron nakakatala-tala sila sa schedule. But I think mga next week pa, if they will pull through. Kasi hindi nila ma acapella yung ending team eh. But if they manage to do a acapella of kanya-kanya lang, it's a matter of scheduling, then I think makikita lang natin sa YouTube yun.
Fandom, no?
Yeah, they'll sing it. Parang ikakantahin nila yung ano. Kakantahin nila yung Anohana ending team.
Oo nga, fandom or as it is.
As it is, kakantahin lang nila. Parang ikakaraoke lang nila.
Ang gusto ko kasi, maganda rin siguro. Pero ang hinintay, kasi yung mga YouTube na shinare mo, yung, alam niyo, sa Angel Beats na kanta, na fandub, yung English trans, yung English.
Ang ganda, no? Ang ganda, no? And then, actually, I personally like her, I personally like her fandub of Cruel Angel's Thesis because it was spot on sa anime.
Ano anime 'yon? Familiar yung yung kanta.
Cruel Angel's Thesis? Evangelion.
Evangelion. Ayun. Although ang problema ko lang sa kanya when he sings male songs, di bagay.
Okay lang. Kaya nga mamimili tayo ng matino eh.
Yun lang, kung may male equivalent lang siya, walang problema. Pero yung nga, yung mga Angel Beats yun, yung song na yun, it was good. Plano ko sanang pero hindi na nagawa is every one hour, wag nag one hour na we have to play at least one song. Yun lang. So,
sige. I think, hindi. Kung gusto nyo, yun ang gagawin ko next.
Okay din yun. Okay.
More something like a music recommend. So, sige. Why not?
Okay, let's wrap this up. So,
wrap it up.
Yeah, so Anton, saan ka makikita?
Sa bahay.
Ako, syempre, makikita nyo ako sa deremo.com at sa twitter.com/AntonTikus.
Brian?
Sa gilid ng bahay. Joke.
Sa gilid na lang, ha? Hindi. Nagawa sa gilid.
Wala?
Siya yung pila. Siya yung poste. Eh. Siya yung pila ng bahay.
Ikaw ba isa sa mga pillars of anime?
Oo, di ba alam?
Hindi. Sabit lang.
So, saan ko makikita?
Sa yapalides.tk at sa Twitter ko at Achisan.
Gumawa ka na rin yung latest C episode. Actually, episode 4 yun eh.
Yeah. Episode 4 yun. Late na yun eh.
Saan bahay ka makikita, Koro?
Sa tambucho ng gulong. De joke. Parang layo. Tambucho ng gulong. Pero hindi, seryoso. Makikita ako. Oh, may tambucho. Ako gumawa nun eh. De joke. Makikita ako sa aking Twitter, which is Kurshinko. And sa aking home blog, which is kurshinko.wordpress.com. Also, on the remote, syempre.
Ano kamusta na pala ang Sci-Meca campaign?
Yun, nangangampanya. Para siya. And it's as furious as, ano, as Saimoe can be. Nothing but bashing.
Nako.
Parang isipin mo ganito yun. Parang kunyari isipin mo, Misaka versus ano, Azun yan. Ibaba si Azun yan, napakalolo yan eh. Tapos si Azun, yung mga fans ni Azun yan, ibabash yung si Misaka. Si Misaka naman, napakasunsun, ewan. Ganun. Parang ganun din sa Saimega. Sabihin natin kunyari yung Evangelion, napaka-core, hindi naman tunay na mech. Tapos yung mga macros, enjoy your antique airplane mecha kuno. Ganun. Basta, it's fun. It's pointless nerd rage. It's fun.
May oras na sa Saimega ako, wala akong oras.
I mean, you
Saimoe ko, wala akong oras eh.
I mean, you people should should support Saimega and Saimoe. I mean, it's not, I don't want this to sound like a shameless plug, but I really, as a fan of mecha, I really want to make the mecha fandom blossom. Kahit magsimula tayo sa mga simpleng Gundam Wing lang o kahit ano, but
Gundam Wing really lang.
I really want the mecha fandom to blossom. That's why I campaigned in Deremoe. And sana tulungan nyo nga sa mecha and help it make it a success. And if there will be a second season, there will be a second Saimeka, second year of Saimeka, or second run of Saimeka, and I hope it will be better. Kasi, I just felt na there are few robots that were underrepresented kasi purely old fags ang nag-ano. Na purely mecha veterans ang nag-ano. Sila rin nag-ano. Parang walang kamukha. Parang ano eh. We were actually, as part of Saimeka, I'm also wondering why the heck Strike Freedom didn't make it when it was obvious as an obvious favorite of most mecha fans. I mean,
hindi
lang sa atin eh. Hindi, I mean, hindi you in
oh, I would have to agree na maraming may favorite to sa Strike Freedom.
It's an overwhelming favorite, but yet wala siya sa Saimeka. Why is that? Parang yun. We want to make
alam naman natin kasi nga dahil hated nga yun eh, di ba?
We're talking about all fags here, all fags tayo, pero alam mo yun, I don't want na ano yun nga, ayoko naman puro all fags lang, we want to see the general anime fans, especially yung mga listeners natin na help with the mecha fandom, para it's part of anime too.
And kulang sila ng mecha ng Gundam X dun ni. Eh.
We don't want then exactly. Nobody nominated Gundam X as well. So I mean, I want the mecha fandom to grow. I'll say this again. And yun nga, that's why I'm helping Saimeka.
Head to head ba kayo ni
Ghost Lightning? Hindi ako makaboto dun eh, dahil wala dun yung paborito kong
parang piki. Ganun nga eh, head to head kami ni Ghost Lightning, si Ghost Lightning Team Macross, ako Team Gainax eh.
Yeah, so we have to root for Kuro kasi syempre. Ganun eh.
Siguro mas expert sa akin sa mecha.
You can root for me by going after this show and voting on Saimeka until May 14 Western. Until May 14 lang 'yon, which is May 15 sa atin, until bukas. Hanggang bukas na lang yung voting sa Philippine time. But, after the show, baka kayo mga aking ka-fellow co-host is you would vote on my campaign robots, if you will, on Saimeka.
Ah.
Now this is a shameless plug. Now this is a shameless plug. But yeah.
Yo.
So, sige, anyway, try ko yung vote. Mag-vote mamaya. Kain mo na akong dinner.
Late, very late dinner. So, sige, sa akin naman, syempre, makikita niyo ako sa, Deremoe.com, that's where I put everything. So, Twitter, at Solidad. Doon nandun ako. So, yun. So, let's wrap this episode up. This 2-hour, almost 30 minutes episode. Masyadong maraming topics and we're still kulang pa. So, abangan next week. Kayo nakikinig sa Roundtable Otaku. Sa maganda araw.